Hi, Velina. Welcome to Ask the Doctor. What is your question?
My question is, if I have a bone loss, can I still get an implant?
Thank you, Velina, for asking that question. This will help lots of people. Because we see quite a few patients who have no bone or very little bone, and they want to have implants. We want to do implants, but it's difficult. So I'm going to answer your question. First is a prevention. It's more of an educational thing. So anybody who has a gum disease, the bone loss is mainly because of the gum disease. So if you have a gum disease, don't wait or don't delay too much, because on every single day basis, you're losing a bone. So once the bone loss and reach to a certain level, then you will not be able to put an implant. So let's divide this into two different parts. One is with the teeth and no bone, and other one is without teeth and no bone. Usually when you have a teeth, you always have a bone. Sorry, not always. Usually you have a bone, because the root of the tooth holds the bone. Just like in a slope, if you have no plants, then when rain comes, the water or the soil will be washed out very badly. But if you have trees, the roots of the tree will hold the soil. Same way, the bone is being held by the teeth. And when you chew with those teeth, it gets a stimulation to the bone and bone stays healthy. So most of the time when you have a teeth, you don't have a bone loss. But sometimes because of the, especially lower front teeth, when you have a teeth, but because of the bone loss, your bone goes so much down that you do not have any room to place the implant. So again, we are going to divide in two parts, one with the teeth and one without teeth. So I'm talking about with the teeth. So when this situation happens that there is no bone there, then we can remove the tooth and we can do the bone augmentation procedure, which is a bone grafting procedure. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more detail when we come to the without teeth also. So when we do the bone augmentation there, what is a bone augmentation? I'll explain to you a little bit later on. So when we do this one, we are gaining more bone. After the healing, you have enough bone, we can place the implant. The second one is no teeth. Again, teeth holds the bone. When teeth are gone, the bone slowly and gradually recede and goes down because there is no stimulation to the bone. So it's like saying, you have heard that use it or lose it. So if you don't use the bone, you're going to lose that. You've seen the older grandma, their faces are so much completely inside, the cheek is inside, the front is inside, because the bone is gone. That's why they don't have any facial structure left there. So if you don't have a tooth, you don't have a stimulation, after a while, the bone gets shrunk. So upper, you have a double shrinkage of the bone. One is by sinus pneumatization. I'll explain you what that means. Another one is a shrinkage of the bone. So every time you breathe, the air, before it goes into the lungs, they go into the maxillary sinus. So those sinuses will be air will be filled there, and once the sinuses are filled, then the excess air will go into the lungs. So like if you put air in the balloon gets bigger. Same way, sinuses gets bigger, but they will hold to get bigger by the teeth. But if teeth are not there, then the sinuses go bigger, and the height of the bone will be smaller and smaller and smaller, so there is no room to place the implant. So now, let's go to the I will answer your question last, but let's go to the bone graft procedure. So now we have two different kind of bone graft procedures. One is a socket preservation. That means when we take the tooth out, whatever the hole is created, we fill with the bone graft material, so we preserve the socket so we can place the implant in the future. Once again, this bone will not stay there for very long time because there is no stimulation, so bone is going to shrink. And the second procedure is, if you don't have a bone height or bone width, and if you want to put an implant, we can do the bone augmentation. There are several different methods the bone augmentation can be done. I'll give you a couple of simple methods. One of them is to put a block bone graft. Either it is a synthetic block bone or human bone block or bovine bone block. We put it there and we screw them to natural bone, and that's how the bone will be bigger. So many times we take the bone from the chin or from the back of the mandible, lower jaw, or sometimes even take it from the hip or ribs also. These are the places they take the bone to put it there. These are extreme cases. It's not done routinely, but in extreme cases we can do those things. So this is one of the methods of bone augmentation. Another one is a split technique. If the width is not there, they cut the bone in the center and then they split the bone and they put an implant in between and put a bone graft around it. The third one for the upper, it is called sinus lift procedure. So where they open the sinus, they fill up the bone graft there, whatever the height needed for to put an implant there, and then do the bone grafting there. So these are the methods of augmentation. So now I will answer your question, can implant be done if bone loss? Yes, implant can be done even if you don't have a bone. There are several different methods to augment the bone, and it's a longer procedure. It is a double surgery. It is a more expensive procedure, but yes, it can be done. Thank you so much.